Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, God Wants You Well, already in progress.
Husbands and wives, you have no idea the number of people that come to us that one or both are sick, and it's because of their sin toward one another. We've seen so many people get healed. When the wife gets into that submission or the husband gets into the love walk that he's supposed to be in, and when they get right and get lined up with God, they get healed. That's what they come to us for in the first place, wasn't it, Dave? To get healed. And that's what we're here for. And we have learned, between all of us, between Jeff and Dave and I, we have learned a lot of things that works. And, of course, one of the big ones is husbands and wives. And every husband and wife, it should never be that there should ever be a divorce. It should never be that the husband attacks a wife. But, you know, we've come to realize that when a wife is getting beat up, usually, unless the man's an alcoholic or something, but if the wife is getting physically beat by a husband, and usually these husbands are not spiritual men. They may call themselves Christians, but they're not very involved. If they're actually beating their wives, usually it comes from the rebellion and stubbornness from the wife. She's getting beat up because she's not submitting, because she's not being in authority, because she's rebellious. And in fact, I'll tell you a story about how a woman that came to us one time, she come in one night, and I'll agree what her husband done wasn't right. He was sitting there watching the television, scantily dressed. They had a teenage daughter, and the wife didn't like her husband being dressed in his shorts, sitting there watching television with her teenage daughter in the house. And I'll agree that's wrong. You know, he should not have been like that. But she walked over in front of him and read him the riot act. And he stood up, and when she did, she slapped him. When she did, guess what he did? He hit her with a fist right in the nose and like to broke her back. When she come to me crying, I told her, I said, woman, you're your own worst enemy. I said, you're the one that caused this. You know, and then, of course, she called the police. And when the police come, guess who they carried to jail? Her. They carried her to jail. They didn't take him. So the scriptures tells her to submit, be quiet. When she walked in, she should have looked at the situation. She could have went over there and said, honey, don't you think you ought to put some clothes on in front of our daughter? If he's half drunk and he says no, then she needs to just walk off and she wouldn't have got hit. You see what I mean? I mean, there's so much to this about submitting between husbands and wives. But like Dave and I know, and all of you men know, all men have to learn to submit to an employer, I mean, to their father. I know so many men in my life that do exactly what Dave said. Whenever you tell a man to do something and he says, well, I don't want to do it that way, I want to do it this way, or I want to do it this way. And, you know, if those kind of men will never prosper in life. You know, they will be sick. They'll have all kinds of pains because they're not submitting to authority. In fact, I think Dave, the way Dave learned it, we had if you can imagine this, there was a boy that owned drugs in Florida. And they called me one day years ago and told me, he said, Thurman, your ministry is the only place we know of that can deal with our son. We put him on an airplane. He has no billfold, no money. He's on this flight on Brenna. Pick him up at the airport. In 2 hours, he'll be there. I said, but I don't want to pick him up. They said, well, he has no place to go when he gets there, but we want you to pick him up. So I went down there. I went down there and found this kid. I was on drugs and everything. I brought him out here, and I told him, I said, well, one thing about it, you ain't going nowhere off this property. There ain't no drugs on this property, so I guarantee you won't drink or smoke nothing while you're here, because I'm not going to let you off of this property. But I said, while you're here, you're going to eat under my table. And I said, while you're here eating, I guarantee nobody eats in this place unless they work. So I said, you're not going to sit around daydream. There ain't no televisions here to watch. I said, I'm going to put you to work. And I said, when I take you outside and tell you to plant this plant here, I mean plant it there. And as we did, the first time he planted one in the wrong place, I said, you want me to knock you out cold? I said, you didn't submit. I told you to plant that plant right there, not over there. So he learned real quick. Okay. So he said, I'll dig it up and plant it over here. And he learned real quick. One day Dave asked him, well, he said, you don't seem to be having any trouble with pastor anymore. He said, no, I learned how to deal with pastor. Just do exactly what he says, and I have no problems. Now, is that the way we have to submit, Mike, to whoever we work for? If you're going to work for somebody else, if he tells you to do something, and like Dave said, if he says, maybe he had a bad day. Maybe today he comes and says, Mike, I want you to work on this car today. You said, no problem, sir, and you go do it. The next day he comes and says, Mike, I want you to work on this car today, okay? And you say, yes, sir. And you go do it, right? But you know what happens when you talk to a lady like that? Girls fall apart. They start crying. See, that's why I can't. That's why I have to let Cheryl run the ministry. We have so many ladies here. When I walk in and say, good morning, girls. How are you all this morning? I'm okay. But if I walk through and say, are we getting anything done yet? They all start crying. Oh, my goodness gracious, alive. But I've learned how to deal with the women. Or I'm learning. I haven't learned it yet, but I'm learning. But anyway, because of these issues that Dave was talking about, we have so many men and women in the church that it doesn't only create divorces, but it creates sick children. I mean, sick children. Many, you have no idea how many children I've seen in my life that were sick and afflicted because of their mother and dad couldn't get along. And I guess the worst one I've seen was a young boy that was 15 years old that a grandmother asked me to go to Cook's Medical Center to pray over. He had terminal cancer at 15. When I got down there, the daddy was there, but the mother was not there. And the doctor said the boy probably wasn't going to live at 15. So I asked the daddy, I said, how are you and your wife getting along? He said, we're not. I said, so there's an unforgiveness between y'all. And he said, yes, there is. Well, see, that's a case like Jeff talked about demons. God said in his word that if we do not forgive everybody from our heart, he will send a tormenting spirit to torment us or our children. Now, this is one that people just, they don't understand this. If they did, they would not do this. But God clearly says that when you open a door through unforgiveness, you open a door not only to you and your wife, but your children and all of your physical assets on this earth. So the devil literally has place. You give place to the devil to do whatever he wants to do to whoever when you walk in unforgiveness. And so we got people sick and dying. Well, this couple, their 15-year-old boy was dying. And I explained this to them, and I told her, I said, I called her, he called her, and I talked to her. I said, if you want your son to live, you're going to have to come down here right now. I said, the doctors say he may not live. She came down. I explained to that couple that because of their unforgiveness toward each other for some little stupid something, you know, that doesn't really amount to much. You know we can get an unforgiveness over some of the most stupid little things? You know, they really don't amount to nothing, but we don't realize the consequences as Christians. Well, when she came down, I explained all this to her, and I asked her, I said, if you want your son to live, you're going to have to forgive your husband, and you're going to have to get back in a love walk with your husband. And I said, is y'all son, do you both want him to live? And of course they said, yes. We had no idea that our sin was making our son sick. And I said, well, it is. And so they both repented. They kissed and made up and everything right there in the room, in the hospital room. And after they got through, I went over and laid hands on the boy and prayed for the boy. And within 24 hours the next afternoon, the young man called me and said, Thurman, I just had to call you and tell you that the doctor had just done a check on our son, and there was not a cancer cell in his body. They just released him to go home. He's totally normal in 24 hours. When you've learned these things and you understand that God's in control, and he uses the devil to make us sick when we sin. That's what he made him for. You know that? God made the devil. And so you don't have to fear the devil, but you don't want to give place to him through sin. If you do, he will get you. Because the minute he knows he has legal right, he's just like a police officer. Whenever a police officer sees you driving down that freeway out there at 65 miles an hour, does he bother you? No, he does not. But what if you're in a hurry today and you're driving 85 going home? Oh, he's going to get you, isn't he? So, in other words, you give place through breaking the law, you give place to the police, and the devil's exactly the same way. If you sin, he knows he has legal right to you, and he will torment you. He will not torment you unless he has legal right. And, I mean, when he gets legal right, he loves it. That's his job. And he come to steal, kill, and to destroy.
That concludes part one of the Healing School. We now join part two in progress.
I want you to see some of the promises. I'm going to start out in Proverbs chapter 3. I don't care what translation you use, King James, NLT, it makes no difference. But I want you to look what he says in Proverbs 3. He says, "My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments." Okay, so that's a command right there. My son, forget not my law. Now then, we had a law under the old covenant, and we have a law under the new covenant. The law you and I are under is under the new covenant. We're sons and daughters of God. The law that we're supposed to be keeping is the law of faith. The law of faith. We're supposed to be living under the law of faith. Now, I'm going to tell you how it don't work. My wife and I, well, a couple of days ago, our Suburban, which is a 2003, it had a fuel pump start acting up on it. And, of course, I called Mike. You know, he's the greatest mechanic I know. And he come, checked it out for me and told me the fuel pump's going bad. But it had a full tank of gas, so he said it'll probably run okay. So if you can run it for a few days to get some of that gas out of it, the tank won't be so heavy when we put a fuel pump in it. Well, Cheryl has driven it every day, and it had no major problems until she got out here with a trailer load of hay for the horses, and it wouldn't start. So we had to disconnect it from the trailer and push it over yonder by hand out of the way. I thought, being a man of faith, I should be able to do anything because the Master told us that if we have faith and doubt not, nothing would be impossible with us. Oh, but you got to believe, see? So.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's teaching in its entirety, entitled God Wants You Well, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.